Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us. Bless this unworthy priest that I may share with the heart and that people listen with their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Sisters and brothers, advanced happy Valentine's Day. Heart. This year, Valentine's Day is also Ash Wednesday, the cross. So this year, hingin natin kay Lord, Lord, cross my heart. Heart, my cross. This is the cross, then you tilt it, that's the heart. Kasama po sa bawat krus natin, as long as you are in God's heart, you'll be okay. And your heart without the cross, hindi po malalim. Anyone who has gone through the cross, you're stronger. Hindi ka na mababaw. You're not shallow. You're not vain. So we thank God today for the gift of the cross in our lives and the gift of the heart in our lives. Paki-bless mo ang katabi mo. God bless you. Then lagyan mo ng heart. Mama Mary loves you. Yan. Drawingan mo ng cross at saka heart. Amen. Amen. And today, we read about the healing of the leper. By the way, February 11 is the day for the sick, World Day of the Sick, and is the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. So, this is a day of healing. May I ask all of us now just to bow your head before the Lord, open your heart to be cleansed, to be cleaned, and to be healed. All of us need healing physically. Maybe you need emotional healing. Maybe some of us need, all of us need spiritual healing from our sins, bad habits, negative attitudes. And many of us need healing in our relationships, in our own families. There are quarrels and divisions. Lord, heal us. We pray for healing of our beloved country, the Philippines. Our people, the small ones, are the ones suffering because of too much greed and selfishness of a few. And Lord, we have only one world, and there's so many wars. Heal our world. Heal our land. Heal our communities. Heal our homes. Heal our bodies. Heal our hearts. Thank you, Lord. You are the greatest healer. You are the great restorer. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 17, the Lord tells us, I will restore your health and heal your wounds. Please tell the person beside you, the Lord will restore your health and he will heal your wounds. Amen. Let's give a big hand to the Lord, the great healer, the great restorer. Thank you, Lord. Especially those who are sick, joining us now, please don't forget that in your sickness, you find God. May you come closer to God. For me, one of the biggest cleansing moments of my life was when I was going through my journey of cancer. The Lord speaks to us, especially when we are sick, when we are down. In the silence, nobody will be with you all the time. But you know there is God. And it's a beautiful reminder for us. Some of us maybe go through sickness, loneliness, or you're outcast, whatever you go through, may pinagdadaanan ka. Listen to what the Lord tells us. Hosea chapter 2, verse 14. Come, I will lead you into solitude, and there I will speak tenderly to your heart. Times of sickness are times of tremendous grace. So whatever you go through, whatever suffering, whatever cross, let the heart of God envelop and embrace you. Mga kapatid, we have a God who will never abandon us. Okay, so many of us have been cleansed. Many of you have recovered from sickness. You've been cleansed. Many of us have been forgiven. Napatawad na tayo. We have been cleansed. But the problem is, how do we stay clean? What's the difference between cleansed and clean? Well, spelling. Yung cleanse, tanggalin mo yung S-E-D, you're clean. Right? Pareho na sila. What is S-E-D? You have been saved. E, you have been empowered. D, you have been delivered. You're clean. But how do we stay clean? Simple acronym, CLEAN. To stay clean, C, don't forget to confess. Confession. We are all sinners. Again and again, you must say, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I acknowledge my sinfulness. As long as you have a humble and contrite heart, you will always please God. Once you become proud, arrogant, you deny, clean na ako eh. Hindi ko naman kailangan ng Diyos ngayon eh. How ungrateful we are. Keep that C. Confess. Have mercy on me. O God, I am a sinner. That's the starting point for all of us. Don't forget that. At mga kapatid, when was the last time you went to confession? We start the season of Lent with Ash Wednesday. Make a good confession. Don't stay away from the Lord too long, too far. He's just a prayer away, waiting for you and for me. Confession. What is L? Love. Love pa more. Love again. Keep walking the road of love. That's how you stay clean. And love those who are not lovable. Love as much as you can. Love kahit luging-lugi ka na. Love pa rin. Love pa more. Don't go into selfishness and greed. Oh Lord, help us to love and keep on loving. Mahirap po. But your Holy Spirit is with us. Right now, are there people in your life that are difficult
to love.
Ang hirap mahalin, Father. Your call. You can say, no more, or let me try again. Don't give up on us, baby. Amen. Actually, kahit lugi ka na all, it's an act of reparation for our sins as well. Keep loving. Easier said than done, but it has to be said again and again and again. What is letter E in the word clean? E, I call it extra sacrifice. Without sacrifice, we cannot experience true love. Go beyond your comfort zones. Keep sacrificing. Oh, Lent is all about penance. What are we asked to do? Fasting, abstinence, mortification. So, kayo na pong bahala, make some acts of penance, act of sacrifice to stay clean. There are some who stop smoking when Lent comes. Some stop drinking when Lent comes. Fine. Maybe you could stop chismising. I noticed, did you notice? The leper was a man whom Jesus cleansed. And Jesus said, don't tell this to anyone. What happened? The man went and told everybody in public what happened. Marami palang marites na mga lalaki. So one of those things perhaps is stop talking about other people. Sacrifice your gadgets. Gadget time. Maybe, usually 10 hours ka na sa gadget mo. Why don't you tone it down? That's not your God. God is calling you to Him. Set it aside. I'm here, Lord. Extra sacrifice. Especially for our bad habits. That, well, if we can delete our bad habits, that's okay. More okay. Or your bad negative mindset. If you cannot delete, at least siguro bawasan. Maybe you can lessen or archive mo muna. But do something about that in good faith. And finally, letter N, the word clean, is to say no to sin. No. And no is just no. They know, but maybe okay lang, konti naman, ngayon lang naman. Once you give an inch to the devil, he will rule you. He'll become your ruler. So, no to sin. I'd like us to remember the act of contrition. You remember that? Today, may I invite you to pray with me from the heart. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, oh God, because they offend you, who are all good to me and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen. We'll say it one more time, the last line. I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen. There you go. Yung A na nakalimutan natin pala. Amen. So once again, to stay clean, confession, love pa more, love again. Extra sacrifice. Amend your life. Just say no to sin. Amen. Daming talk about amend the constitution, kung ano-ano. Amend your heart muna. Sana those who are trying to amend their lifestyles, their hearts. This is where true amendment starts. Otherwise, we'll make an amendment that will make us more selfish. This is where true amendment should come. Sisters and brothers, stay clean. And don't forget the Lord telling you again, I am with you. Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let sin keep us apart. Stay clean. And many of us here, you've been given the extension. Na-extend ang buhay mo. Or you were given the grace period. Huwag po natin sayangin yung grace period. Wah, nung may sakit ka, sobrang kadasal mo, gumaling ka na, you got well, you forgot already your... You know, that happens to many of us. Don't forget how the Lord has healed you, how the Lord has forgiven you, how the Lord has favored you. Be grateful. Don't waste your grace period. Parang yung nung umuutang ka, sige, panay-text mo, palay talagang umuutang. Nung natanggap mo na, nakalimutan mo na yung sinong pinag-utangan mo. Yung pala ang ibig sabihin na utang na loob. It must come here. So today we bow our heads and we ask the Lord today to bless us. We are all sinners. And today let us listen to the words of the Lord from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 and the following. And the Lord says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and a place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes. Careful to observe my decrees, and you shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Claim us once more, O God. Claim me once more, O God. And today, in response, we say together, as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. The book of Joshua. The rest of my life, the best of my life, Lord. Amen and amen. We stand, report to God again, profess our faith.